As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be 100% honest with us right now. Do you tell your significant other 100% of everything? 314-531-9898. Or do some things are just better kept to yourself as individuals? When it comes to your significant other, do they have like a free pass with someone like your best friend comes to you and is like, tell no one? Does that include your best friend? Does that include your significant other? If you get a work saying, hey, this is like non-disclosure agreement, does that include your significant other? 314-531-9898. This came up because it happened with one of the most popular shows on TV, White Lotus. You know, non-disclosure agreements, scripts come out, big spoiler at the end of this season, and Patrick Schwarzenegger wouldn't even tell his fiance, right?
Fiance,
they're engaged. Wouldn't even tell his fiance how this show was going to end when she was asking.
Yeah, apparently the fiance was like, please, I promise I won't tell anyone. Like, the White Lotus all leads up to a murder, and you find out, like, who killed who in the last episode, and she was like, I promise I won't tell anybody, but, like, who gets killed at the end. And Patrick was like, I signed a contract, I can't tell you. And she was like, okay, do you hook up with anybody on the show? And he was like, I can't tell you. And she was like, just tell me yes or no. You don't have to tell me who it is.
Doesn't he hook up with his brother?
Yeah. And then she
I feel
was,
like you
what?
Gotta tell that one.
And then,
just so you know.
Yeah, spoiler alert, incest. But he was like, I'm not gonna tell you who, but yes, I hook up with somebody. And apparently, once she had watched like that episode, she was like, are you kidding me? All this time I've been stressing about you having some like sex scene with a woman and you literally hooked up with your brother.
I don't even know what to say. I don't think I wanna watch this show.
But do you, Hannah, you obviously think Hannah just shares everything with anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now, but my past relationship, I told my ex everything. Like, especially when, like, we were figuring out details to launch the show, everything was, like, so secret. My boss is, like, threatening, like, you can't tell anybody anything, blah, blah, blah. I told my ex every detail of everything. And even, like, my friend's secrets, I told him everything. So he knows a lot about you, AB.
Awesome.
AB, how do you feel about this? Because I know you thought that was stupid, but
I don't like if I was Patrick's fiance, I would be very mad at him.
Yes,
I'd be
that's
like,
what
do you mean you signed a contract and you can't tell me who's killed at the end? I'm your fiance. Don't you trust me? Like, if you're not telling me, to me, that means you don't trust me. Hannah's instance, though,
it said 100%.
I kind of feel like there's some secrets. Like, I would be like, Hannah, I'm telling you this. Don't tell anyone. That includes your significant other.
That does.
I feel like you have to kind
have
of
to
like say that. Yeah, you have to like preface it with that. Like, do not tell your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Otherwise, it's a free for all.
Here's my thing. I think, what do you care if the significant other knows? For the most part, and for
because
me,
what if they tell
sometimes
somebody?
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Really? So like all of a sudden, like you like. AB's got some weird rash, and then Hannah tells
yeah. Hannah's boyfriend not know about weird rashes yeah. on my body.
Yeah, like, okay. But Hannah would tell. Like, if you said, hey, Hannah, I got this weird rash, girl to girl, Hannah's going to go, oh, you know, honey, did you hear about the rash?
If AB told me, please don't tell said man, I wouldn't say it.
I don't believe you. You just said you told him everything. Which one is it?
I would tell him everything if it didn't have a preface.
Kevin, where are you at with your marriage?
I'm sitting here thinking,
how is that confusing?
I think you eventually do tell your significant other, but I'm putting myself in Patrick Schwarzenegger's, you know, mindset because he's an actor, and now he's an actor who can keep a secret, and that's known now. So now it's like people trust him now. You know, this is a good thing for him. This is a brilliant business move. I think when it deals with business, you can understand why you don't tell your significant other.
I actually know somebody kind of in the same position as Patrick and his fiance. It's someone in my family, but I'm not going to name names because I feel like it is sensitive information. I think someone in my family works for Area 51.
Whoa. And, I was just thinking like CIA Area 51.
And this person like had to take a lie detector test and had to do like a background check. My family had to do it. Like they had to do a background check on my entire family too, just because we're related. And this person flies to like Nevada all the time and has not said a word. He won't confirm or deny even to his wife what his job is.
Tell us his name is. We need to know.
I can't. tell me.
Yeah. I think husband and wives don't count. And that includes your besties and the weird rashes. Like, they're your significant other. That, like, non-disclosure agreements, that like, you can disclose it. Like, and besties, contracts, everything, all glare. And if someone says, don't tell anyone, even your wife, they don't really mean that. They mean everyone, including.
I think they totally do.
No, they don't mean it.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think they mean it. They don't really mean it. Like,
why would they say it?
Right.
Because that's just something people say. They're like, your husband and wife, you've said this oath, this vow. They're clear. They have gotten a get out of jail free card of information, and it's clear for life.
Yeah, but okay.
Clear to land.
You say, you know, you can tell your wife, but can the wife tell the husband? Guys forget.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yes, guys are even better. So, yeah, you can tell a guy anything, actually.
No, you can't because they forget they were told not to tell anybody.
Oh. I thought, like, if you told me, if my wife came home and said, oh, man, AB's got a weird rash, if you asked me the next day, like, what did I tell you about AB? Like, no idea. I thought
you were good at keeping secrets.
No, I'm not because
you are not helping my case.
I would be somebody who would tell, hey, AB, did you hear that somebody has a weird rash? I can't remember who it is, but I know somebody's got one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, lesson learned.
Oh
there.
God, Kevin did not help my case at all there. Okay, is your significant other fly free zone of information, or do you not tell them things, for especially when it comes to contracts, besties, work stuff? 314-531-9898. We are the Real Brett Mega Show, and we are really commercial free. When it comes to not telling anyone, does that include your significant other? 314-531-9898. Do you tell your significant other 100% of everything when it comes to non-disclosure agreements, contracts? Can you tell your significant other when it comes to information about the bestie? Go out to a girl's night out. Can you tell your husband everything? 314-531-9898. Patrick Schwarzenegger, when White Lotus, one of the biggest shows on TV, signed a contract, an agreement that he can't reveal the ending of how this TV show is going to end, and we were all curious how it was going to end, wouldn't even tell his own fiance. AB said that would piss me off.
I would be so upset.
But you understood the bestie thing.
I do understand the best friend thing. Like, if I were to tell Hannah, hey, I'm telling you this, don't tell your boyfriend, I would expect her not to tell
The reason I see them as the same thing is most times, what is your fiance going to do with that information? Like, for one, in his situation, she could have spoiled it to her friends and gotten it leaked.
I think it would just be going against your best friend.
But you go against your work, who's writing you a check. It's just,
different than a best friend. I'd rather lose just, work than a best friend.
They're separate from each other. Like, his wife has nothing to do with the White Lotus, has nothing to do with this non-disclosure agreement, nothing to do with this contract, and nothing to do with the bestie. I feel like significant other, no fly zone, free for information, free for all. What do people say in the text line? I'm right.
We have a lot of different texts. Izzy says that she's been with her significant other for 25 years. She says, I don't tell him everything about my friends or family. Girls tell each other a lot. I don't need my husband judging my cousin for like a random hookup or something. I'm the oldest female cousin in my family, and I have a lot of relatives who come to me for advice. I don't feel right sharing their business with my husband when they trust me with their secrets. Now, when I find something out about my husband's family from my sister-in-law and then ask him if he knew, he replies, oh, yeah, they did tell me that. I just forgot to tell you. He also isn't a gossiper, so he wouldn't anyways.
See, this is why she could tell him. We don't care. It's not even information. Like, it's not even juicy enough tea for
guys. She doesn't
want
to go against her family or her cousins.
But it's not even juicy enough tea for it to go to. It's a locked vault of I don't care and forgetfulness. Like, if you were like, oh, my cousin hooked up with somebody, I didn't want her to judge it, he'd be like, oh, that was cool. And then he would just move on with his life. It's cool. You're in a safe place because they'll never remember it.
We got another text on the opposite side. Someone did not leave their name on this text. It says, I don't tell my husband-ish. If I did, then I couldn't get away with half the crap I do.
Okay, that seems
like a different issue. Well, that seems like a different issue.
Yes.
Whoa.
That seems like a completely different issue. Melanie, do you think when it says, hey, tell no one, does that include your significant other?
You know, I think it was Izzy on the test line. She said that girls tell each other a lot, and I think she's exactly right. And realistically, probably 95% of what my friends say, they wouldn't care if I told my husband. But there's that 5% that they might not want him to know, and I think that's their call to make and not mine.
All right, well, you sounded really well said, okay? So it was well spoken. Yeah. I will say this, though. That 5% you're worried about, they won't remember, and they probably don't care as much as you think.
Yeah, like, but again, they won't remember. They're not supposed to keep the secret. That's the problem.
You think they're just going to go spin off? I really do think they're going to say, like, oh, my God, this is like a 5%er, and they're going to respond back and be like, yo, Did you hear about the Super Bowl? Like, what? You didn't even get the reaction I thought I was going to get. This is 5% information. And they're just going to be like, so? That's what I think is going to be a reaction.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.